Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. You've returned. Wonderful. I take it you're not just here for the excellent beverages. But of course, you want to know what happened next to our young protagonists. I'd be very happy to tell you. Last time we saw them, they had been invited to join TARDJ, the governmental agency responsible for superheroes. As they made their way to the rendezvous at the Tip Top coffee shop, that was the first time that I had the opportunity to say hello.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle, pronouns she, her, and today we will be continuing our campaign of Masks, a New Generation, which is designed by Brendan Conway and allows players to take on the role of young superheroes. But before we go any further, I must introduce our wonderful and talented players. Could you please let me know your name and pronouns and your character's name and pronouns, starting with Pip?
Hello, I'm Pip Gladwin, he, him, and I will be playing Joseph Teller, otherwise known as Zenith, also he, him.
Fabulous. And Lowry.
Hello, I am Lowry Ann Davis, and I'm playing Blodeuwedd Morgan. Both of us go by she, her pronouns.
Wonderful. And Ahmed.
Hi, I'm Ahmed Al-Jabri, and I will be playing Adib, who is also known as the Turban. His pronouns are he and him.
Fabulous. And Lydia.
Hello, I am Lydia Nicholas. My pronouns are she, they, and I am playing Minnie Smithson, who mostly uses she, her, who is sometimes known as... Wait, no, I haven't revealed the hero name. No, okay, right. Cool. Mysteries await you.
That was close.
Near miss. Also, totally not a hero, like absolutely a human. That is, yeah, I don't know why she's even involved in this, because she's totally a human.
You didn't mention that last time. Interesting.
I know, it didn't
come
that
up. Is, you've been sitting on that information. Yeah. You've been very tight-lipped about
totally
the fact that they're
a human. Yeah.
Human. I didn't know that. That's not the only thing I knew about your character.
Yeah. No, this is cool.
I have like a page for each character and I have only one line for Minnie. Totally a human.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, there are as many other salient facts about her as there are about other humans.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Just fill those in, you know?
All useful information. It's definitely not getting cut.
Oh, it's not getting cut. This is my favorite bit that we've come up with yet, so.
And so last we left off, each of our four young heroes had just discovered that they had been selected to join a superhero team by TARDJ, the Tactical Agency for Rescue and Guidance in Emergencies. It is the government agency responsible for superheroes, and you are asked to attend your first briefing the following day at 11 a.m. The rendezvous is the Tip Top coffee shop on Victory Road, and your supervisor, Vera Constantine, will meet you and escort you to HQ. And so as we reach closer and closer to 11 a.m, who do you think would arrive at the coffee shop first? Who's the most punctual of you?
I have already thought about this, and Adib would arrive like an hour early, and then he would go to another place nearby, and then he will enter the place within a few minutes of the timeline. Like, he would just take a glance outside and then we'll go to somewhere nearby.
Yeah, I can relate to that heavily. Absolutely, yeah. You can find the local Barstucks coffee shop. the chain that is so prominent in Chapter, and have a mediocre coffee there for an hour and then rock up.
If I understand Chapter correctly, which I don't, many things that are established will have some continuity across space and time. So Barstucks is now canon.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, I'm pretty sure that there will now be some like craggy wanderers scaling a cliff, going into a caldera to meet, you know, the Count Doom, and the little person with the cart, be like, bar stucks. Who needs some bar stucks?
Absolutely. And I'm really pleased about this introduction to our canon.
Yeah, the best things come when I am very tired in the mornings and just swapping letters around in established brands to avoid being sued. So who after Ahmed do you think would arrive?
I don't want to, like, I'm not, this isn't me trying to one-up
anybody.
You're
going to be even earlier.
I think Joseph's been on the rooftop opposite this coffee shop since the, like, probably about 5 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Yeah. Just like, and around it, just kind of, it's full surveillance. You know, he's checking entrances, exits, security cameras, trying to see if Taj has, like, set anything up in advance, you know, trying to see if they've got agents like hiding around the, but yeah, he's been there for a while.
Amazing. Both Adib and Joseph can see at their various interpretations of early strange time capsule of a coffee shop in this very modern district that is all chrome and glass and shiny and corporate. It is this little old-fashioned coffee shop with beautiful gold lettering over the door, stuffed to the brim with antique coffee paraphernalia, some lovely plants around there. And Adib, as you go in, you can see that there is a middle-aged man behind the bar wearing a red silk waistcoat and busying himself with a very arcane-looking espresso machine.
I will sit down on the bar stool and on the next to the counter, and I will just wait for him till he figures it out because I don't want to interrupt him. I see him, like, really frustrated with this machine. So I patiently wait until he notices me.
Yeah, it takes a few minutes of sort of muttering under his breath, and then eventually he turns around and goes, "Ah, hello there. I'm so sorry. I hope you weren't waiting long."
"Oh, no, I just got here."
"Can I get you anything?"
"I will have anything chocolatey."
"Well, I have just the thing for you." And he turns around, starts frothing up some milk, starts getting some cocoa powder together, and within a few minutes you have this incredible confection with whipped cream up to the sky and sprinkles and marshmallows up the wazoo.
I immediately put my credit card in front of me and start drinking this this celebration of chocolate.
Yeah, he gladly takes the credit card, taps it on the contactless card reader, and hands it back to you. And yeah, it is the most delicious thing you've ever had. It is incredible.
So good.
And he turns to you and says, "I get the feeling that this is a very important day for you. I'm not really sure what gives me that impression."
Is it my clothes? Like, am I wearing too formal? Like, I thought, like, the vest is just too much, but I thought the scarf would make it less formal, and I have no idea right now.
"I appreciate formal attire, as you can probably tell. That is my usual mode of dress. I very much appreciate your sense of style." And at this point, do you think Joseph would possibly enter, or...
No.
Or is he still waiting for everyone to arrive?
I'll say it now, 100% waiting for everyone else to get there before I... Yeah, sorry to be that guy, but I've literally made a character who's that guy.
I don't think he would know who's everybody else.
This is very true. This is very true. I don't necessarily know who everybody else is. So, I mean, if you'll let me, I'm 100% listening to this conversation through a laser microphone.
Yeah, sure.
And I've probably, I don't know, there's like a, I don't know, because Adib and I, not that I knew Adib's secret identity, but Adib, yeah, and I have crossed paths in the superheroing world before. So it's like, do I recognize this guy's voice?
Why don't we do the first roll of the game?
Yay! First roll!
And why don't you do a roll to pierce the mask?
Okay.
So you roll plus mundane.
Yep.
7 to 9 is a mixed success, 10 plus is a full success.
Okay. And it's 2d6 for the listeners at home. All right. Oh, this is not good enough. It's a 5.
It's a 5, all right. Yeah, this is just a lovely young man who's got a bit too excited about some kind of meeting. and has dressed a little too formally for the occasion.
Aww. Well, then I guess instead of like it being a, oh, I'm going to wait for everyone to show up, because obviously I don't know who the other people who've been sent the same message are, I'm just going to wait until it's clear some kind of meeting is happening, basically. Like, that's what they've asked for. So, yeah, I will continue to lurk.
Fair. And out of Morgan and Minnie, who do you think would arrive next?
Well, Morgan, she doesn't want to be late. But she's probably going to be a little bit late. This is very, very new for her. So, I mean, if it's okay, she'll probably arrive at about, like... Well, I say late. She's very excited about this, but she does get up late. It's going to be 11 o'clock on the dot, I think, that she kind of runs around the corner. And you won't know because... Well, one, you've never met her, and two, if you had seen her before, she'll look exactly the same, but the clothes she's wearing are like the best version of the clothes she has, like the best white tank top that she has and the best jeans, because this is new for her. She doesn't meet people full stop, so she's a bit nervous.
Fair. And yeah, as you enter, you can see that Adib is sitting up at the bar having a little conversation with the proprietor. There is a diverse clientele, some business people, some students, some elderly folks just having a little morning cuppa.
If no one looks like they're from Targe or like there's a meeting going on, you mentioned that there were plants. Morgan's going to find the biggest plant and just like, well, and sit next to it, basically. She's not going to be very good at hiding away, you know, but she's obviously not very comfortable in this environment. She doesn't know how coffee shops really work, to be honest. This is a new experience.
An emotional support monstera.
For sure. Yeah, you can find a particularly abundant fern in a corner and sort of nestle beside it.
Exactly, yeah.
And I think at this point, the proprietor of the coffee shop catches your eye and is just kind of like, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm here to meet some people.
Well, that's lovely. I'm afraid I'm not aware of a particular meeting happening today, but you're welcome to wait, and I'll let you know if I spot anything.
Maddie, have we been... Sorry, were we told the name of the person we're meeting in the texts?
Yes, it was Vera Constantine.
Oh, then Morgan will say, I'm here to meet Vera.
Vera. Oh, yes, she does come in here from time to time. One of those Targe folks. Yes, absolutely. Yes, when I spot her, I'll let you know. So that you can go and meet her.
Thanks. I'll be by the fern.
Good. It's a particularly nice one. I'm very proud of it.
It is. It's quite old, isn't it?
Yes, I've had it many years. It's been through a lot with me and a lot of different places. I do travel a lot and I like to take some remnants of my past lives with me as I go.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Actually, could I maybe get just like a black tea with sugar, please?
Absolutely, yes, of course. And very quickly, a black tea is presented to you. It is a very lovely kind of Assam.
Ooh, nice.
Leaf tea, very smoky and
malty.
Delicious. Yeah. At this point, you're probably up at the bar beside Adib.
Yeah.
If Adib is still there.
Yeah. At this point, like, how much time has passed since our time of meeting? Like, is it 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Since you met the proprietor of the coffee shop?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, it's probably been just a few minutes. It's not been very long.
Okay, so I'm going to keep my eye on the door, waiting for anyone that looks like they could be named Vera. I have no point of reference, so I'm just going to just watch anyone coming in. I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Is this the time that Minnie would possibly come in, or is it even later than
Minnie's
this?
Minnie's going to be like a couple of minutes late because Minnie took the bus. And
like a human would do.
Yeah, like absolutely like a human would do. And Minnie is dressed in very human gear. You know those like 5 minute craft or like TikToks where people get...
Sorry, they're bing bongs.
Not TikTok.
Oh, yes, sorry. Well, I was talking about this world, but...
Oh, right, sorry.
Just trying to drill it into...
Oh, okay. Yes, though that... But you know those short videos that one can access online on a variety of different platforms?
Yes.
Where people have, like, jogging bottoms and they wear one leg as, like, a slip-on dress and then, like, the other leg, like, wraps... Somehow wraps around them and it looks super formal, like... And... I've actually mostly seen it done by big beardy men that are like being like, how does this actually works on me? This is awesome, because I'm just on the side of TikTok where trends are deconstructed and then have to reconstruct the trend like
nice.
Backwards. But anyway, that is what Minnie is wearing, because Minnie has realized it's a formal thing. And then as like, you know, for a sort of belt thing, they've got oversized costume jewelry that they've then kind of extended. Am I living through Minnie's style? Slightly. Anyway, but it looks formal. But again, there's something about it that you're just like, is that, what? It's not, what?
How is this?
It's not quite
is there just like one of the pockets is inside out and just like, sticking yeah, out the side.
Like no, it looks good. Like the sum,
oh, okay.
The sum has computed, but there's like a remainder that you don't know what to do with. It's that kind of algebra. With,
what is this K yeah, we're left with?
Right, it's just something strange. Anyway, she turns up and she's like, "Oh, hello. I would, I'd like a coffee, please. Thank you. That would be delightful."
I'd probably recognize her the moment she walks in.
Oh, Adib!
As I'm drinking, I would be like drinking my thing and looking up and seeing her. Like,
Minnie runs over and says, "Hug."
Sure, yay! Sure, and hug, and I'm just like shocked by the outfit, and I'm not sure what to do or what to say. How have you been?
I have to underline that the outfit works, right? Like, we're all like, oh, this looks weird. No, it works.
I'm on board. It works. I'm on board. Yeah. Morgan is sipping her tea like, wow, she looks so smart.
Thank you.
I mean, doesn't say it out loud, but thinks it.
Hi! What a coincidence! Actually, no, it's probably not a coincidence. Now I think about what the message was about. That actually makes complete sense. Yeah.
Message?
You're here to meet Vera, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Lovely.
Wait, are you Vera? You're not Vera, right?
No, I'm Minnie. Is it usual to have several names?
I heard maybe, I don't know, maybe like a code name or something.
Oh, okay. No, well, Vera isn't any of my names.
Oh.
I could change it. Is that normal? No? That's cool. I'm Minnie.
Well, have a seat. Do you want some of this hot chocolate? It's really good.
That does look amazing, actually.
So I order one for her as well.
Oh, I'll have that as well as my coffee, I suppose, which I already ordered. But you know what? I love both. So, yay!
Oh, you don't have any allergies or something, right? I can taste some nuts.
Not to anything on this planet, no.
All right.
Morgan, I imagine, heard that, having noticed Minnie's wonderful attire, will have been, you know, listening to the conversation and will have heard you mention Vera. So we'll probably come over a little tentatively and be like, hey, you're here to meet Vera as well?
Oh my gosh, yes! Yes!
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Minnie. That's my name, as well as a description.
Ah.
What's your name?
I'm... Morgan. Morgan.
Oh, right.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Morgan. Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. I just wave. I don't shake hands or anything. I just wave, holding my very large cup. Hi, Adib.
Morgan does what I just did and just kind of nods. Nice to meet you. So, this is pretty cool, hey? I guess.
Yes.
Targe. It's like a big deal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wait, am I supposed to, like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say or not to say.
That's not a familiar feeling to me at all.
Yeah, so I guess, what can you guys do?
Oh, are we supposed to be talking about this? I'm just stuck right now. Like, I'm not sure what to say and just keep quiet and just look to the ground.
Oh, did I say... Oh, I've just realized this is going to be such an awkward conversation because Morgan also cannot interact with people.
I'm a journalist.
And I have never told anyone aside my sister who I actually am or what I can do. And Minnie is just connecting the guesses. So I don't know if she has even an idea.
Mm. Well, I think Morgan has enough sense that maybe she's realized that she's committed a bit of a social faux pas. And it's like, oh, no, you know, it's fine.
I'm really good with... clothes and outfits.
I can see.
Incredible.
You look great. Did you design Minnie's, was it? Minnie's outfit?
Oh, no, but that's how we met. I am a journalist, but I also sell shoes, and Adib is works through shoes pretty fast. Some would say suspiciously so. But wait, so that means that we end up hanging out, and we just got talking about style. And no, actually, he didn't design this, but I wish that you would design something for me. That would be so cool.
Morgan is suddenly realizing, oh my gosh, everyone's going to know each other and I don't know anyone. She's a bit like, oh, great.
So, what do you do? Do you have a job?
No.
Any hobbies?
Yeah.
Ooh, what are they?
I actually have, I'm quite green fingered, I guess you could say. I've got some plants. Like actually this fern, like this cafe has a lot of really nice plants.
What's your favorite plant?
Well, at the moment, I had a bit of a breakthrough with a fern, so wow. I'm actually quite partial to a fern at the moment. Ooh. But I've got quite a lot of, you know, succulents and things from
Minnie
all over
starts
the world,
taking notes. And so, like, if you were to rank the top 10 plants,
yeah,
like with any facts that you just wouldn't believe if you weren't aware of plants, like how would you do that?
Well,
this is going to continue, by the way. Like, yeah. I
hope so.
Yeah, we fade out, and
Lori is so grateful because she's realizing she's going to have to learn about plants now.
the peril of any RPG character with an expertise that is not your own. I absolutely feel that. Yeah. As the camera pans away and the conversation fades into the background, we can see that Joseph is still perched on top of this building.
Yeah.
Opposite the coffee shop.
You've been listening to the conversation so far, and I will switch off the mic, and I'm going to, real quick, I'm just going to tap my communicator. I'm going to call Aquila.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
We're sure about this, right?
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't you be?
I just... And I tell them who I am? Like...
Yes. This is what we've been training for. This is your job. This is what you're for.
Understood. Going in. I'll call when it's done.
Good.
And I'll sign off and sort of walk to the other, not the side of the building that's facing the coffee shop, just hop to the other side and descend sort of three stories without a rope. Just sort of hopping between balconies and unifier escapes and land in the street and then pop through an alleyway and approach the coffee shop, obviously not in costume. Yeah, just black jeans, shoes, like grey t-shirt, grey hoodie, like there's nothing. Yeah. I don't even want to describe what he's wearing because it's so dull. Yeah. And I'll stop at the door and like and then walk in.
Alright, yes, you see this very awkward trio gathered at the bar.
We're not awkward. We're having a delightful conversation.
Oh, don't worry, yeah. I'm here to make this way less awkward, guys. Don't worry.
Minnie's bringing the energy.
Yeah, and I actually quite like snowdrops as well because they're really resilient. Ooh. Like it gets really cold and they still, you know, they kind of come through the frosty ground. And
well, that's lovely.
You know, my family have like date trees from our ancestral lands.
Yeah, oh, they're wow. Garden.
And I pick up like 3 dates from my pocket. Do you want to try?
Oh, I'd absolutely
My mother
love
doesn't
to.
Let me leave the house without one.
Yes, please.
So I hand each one of them one.
Oh, thank you.
It's very sweet.
Thanks.
Minnie chows down.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Minnie wasn't aware that there was a seed inside. I'm going to assume it's one of the holes in the thing. Like, there is a, like, crunch. Okay.
Your teeth is going to hurt.
Are they going to hurt? Okay, ow,
it's
my teeth.
It's really solid. Like, I don't think you can bite through them, no.
Oh, I know, I've got a... I'm getting through my... It's the time of year for dates. We have a stack of them, and I just hurt my tooth on one this morning. So this is method acting. See, Larry, where you're like, oh, I'm going to have new expertise. No, just build on what happened to you today.
Yeah, like that. That is what I should have done.
Anyway, Minnie's delighted by the gift.
Morgan feels a bit more at ease now that it's like you've extended a hand of friendship, and it's lovely. Thanks, Adib.
You're welcome.
Is Joseph just kind of loitering at the edge of this conversation? I would like to know.
Yeah, completely unnoticed. standing in the doorway. No, I think Joseph will walk in very sort of quietly, order a coffee, and then go sit down at a table, and we'll wait for this very late now, I assume, Vera person to show up. It's extremely unprofessional.
Yeah, it's very unprofessional. It's about 10 past. It's tut-tut. It's not looking good. But yes, after a few more minutes of conversation about dates and plants and all kinds of lovely things, you see a very harassed-looking young black woman walk through the door. She's got a very smart grey suit on and a lanyard. And around the lanyard, you can see that there is the initials of Targe kind of repeated across the fabric. And she kind of glances around and recognises the group of three instantly. And is like, oh, I'm so sorry I'm late. There was some statistics on crime and that we had to go over. And yeah, my colleagues love talking about everything. I'm Vera. It's lovely to meet you. I assume that you are Morgan, Minnie, and Adib.
Hi. Yep.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
It's great to meet you. Have you seen a young man anywhere that goes by the name of Joseph? And she's looking around, and like you are in her eye line, and she's just glancing right over you.
If there's a moment where she's kind of looking around, I will like just lift a hand slightly off the table in like a hey kind of gesture.
Ah, are you so nondescript, and is this such a subtle gesture that we don't all necessarily notice immediately?
Potentially, that's up to you guys. I'm only trying to get Vera's attention.
Yeah, Vera definitely spots you and says like, "Oh, great. Yeah, lovely to meet you. I'm Vera."
Joseph.
Great, yeah. Why don't you come on over? Why don't we actually take this to the HQ so we can speak freely? Just follow me. And she leads you all out of the coffee shop.
I finish whatever rest of my cup and just leave it so I don't take it with me.
I've still got two drinks because I ordered a coffee and then Adib ordered me a hot chocolate. So
you can mix it and make a mocha.
And Minnie's going to walk out carrying both coffee mugs.
Yeah, the man behind the bar is going to be like, excuse me, but...
Oh, yes. Could I have these to go?
Yes, I will need to pour them into different cups.
Okay.
Sorry. Vera kind of waits patiently for you, this transaction to happen. And...
While he's doing that, Minnie will take notes about this interaction.
Mm-hmm. Cannot take mugs out of coffee shop.
It's useful to know because they're the same mugs everywhere, so you would think that they were interchangeable.
Given how overpriced I'm assuming the coffee was, you'd be
safe
to assume
mug.
You were also buying the mug.
Yeah, right? Makes sense, but I don't know.
Absolutely.
Learn a new thing every day.
Absolutely. And as you make your way out of the coffee shop following Vera to your new career, we shall take a short break and we'll be right back. And we're back. So Vera leads you across the street, down a couple of smaller alleyways, and you find yourself in front of this chrome glass monstrosity. It is the most modern version of brutalism you've ever seen. It is both intimidating and interesting to look at. And she takes her lanyard and passes it in front of a card reader, and the doors swing open. And as you're looking at the entrance, there's absolutely no signage whatsoever. It is completely blank, nothing to indicate what it is. And then as soon as you enter, you're like, this is where all the branding is. There are like massive letters saying Targe behind the reception desk. There are these really moody, like Hollywood black and white headshots of superheroes just all through the lobby. And as you would know, the superheroes of Chapter are kind of categorized into generations. The oldest one being Golden, then Silver, then Bronze, and Modern. And Targe is very proud of its long history of working with superheroes. So you can see one of the golden age superheroes, the Tremendous Titan, who's a huge woman with fists made of rock. And she was probably active in like the 50s or 60s.
For reference, what date are we in?
Present day.
Right, okay.
You can also see one of the Silver Age superheroes, Brilliance, who is exuding a bright, shimmering light. And the Bronze Age superhero, who those ones who were born in the 70s and 80s. This is Chanteur, who is a lithe man in the middle of singing with pulses of energy just shooting out from his mouth. And then there's one from the modern generation, so people born in the 90s and later. This is a very young person with short cropped hair whose hand is just reaching inside a computer screen as though it's permeable, and you would all know that this is the one of the hottest new superheroes, Upgrade. And so Vera takes you over to a set of very angular sofas and armchairs in the corner of the lobby.
Can I ask, is there anyone else that we might recognise who would have their photo up on that hall? Any familiar silhouettes?
Not any that are relevant to your backstories necessarily.
Okay. Then Morgan just is like looking around quite content.
Yeah, this is very much just the kind of general, famous, popular superheroes that everyone mm-hmm. would know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Vera takes you over to this little corner of the lobby with some very uncomfortable looking armchairs and sofas and sits you all down. And she looks at you all and says, right, so I think some introductions are in order now that we don't necessarily have to be as secretive as we are out in public. So, Joseph, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what kind of abilities you have, how you think you can help Taj in the superhero industry?
Kind of stare at these people like this is my nightmare. Joseph, I'm sort of trying to vaguely avoid eye contact with Morgan a little bit in this moment, but
I mean she's looking at you quite intently.
I go by Zenith. I'm very well trained, and I don't think you would have contacted me if you didn't think I could help.
Of course, yeah.
I'm fairly certain you already know what I can do.
Yes, absolutely. Just for the benefit of your teammates, would you be able to explain a little?
Like I said, I'm well trained.
Do you have any weapon specialties?
Stealth, infiltration, surveillance, hand-to-hand combat.
Would you have given your name when you, Zenith, when you came to the library?
Yeah, maybe.
I guess. Oh, actually, we would know who Zenith, the public knows who Zenith is.
Yeah, right? Zenith, yes. He's not a very public-facing superhero, yeah. But that it has come up. So yeah, that's why he's not looking at you.
Then Morgan is just going to be like, I know you! Overjoyed.
Same thing from Adib. But he doesn't do anything. His face is like, it's you.
You came to our house.
Yeah.
Did you tell them about me? Is that how they know about me?
No, I don't tell anyone anything. That's against the rules.
Cool.
Can I ask who makes the rules?
What?
You said against the rules, and you know, I'm just interested in learning who makes the rules.
I just meant you don't give away other people's secrets.
Okay, and that's a rule.
Sure.
Okay.
I can see the pen and paper in your hand, like, in my mind.
Ironically, I'm the one taking the least notes from what I can see on the screen.
And great, yes, good to know. And Morgan, how about you? What's your specialty? Do you have a hero name yet?
Hero? Well, no, I mean, I'm not... I don't think I'm a he. So I'm strong.
Good. Yes.
Yeah.
Always useful.
Really strong. And can get more strong.
Yes. I obviously don't want to reveal anything that you'd be uncomfortable with, but I do feel like trust among your teammates is an important thing to foster this early in the relationship. So If you could offer a bit more of an explanation of how you get stronger, then that would be very helpful.
Okay. Are there any plants around?
Yes, there are some very sort of spiky looking succulents. Mm,
presumably the furniture is nice and heavy.
Yeah.
For this. So Morgan will like just really, really just bend down really easily, just like lift the sofa that two people are sitting on, like one side of it.
Yeah, I think Adib and Minnie would have been sitting on the same sofa and like just lifted up like, oh, interesting. Oh. Ooh,
but only one side at this point. And then we'll touch one of the succulents, which will lose its colour a little bit. And then she will just so easily just lift the sofa completely above her head. Whoa! Yes, one-handed.
Okay, so this is how it feels to ride a camel.
Ah, that's really amazing.
Just not... No strain in her voice at all. Oh, I've never ridden a camel. But, yeah?
Yeah, my grandfather has one, and I don't want to go on it, so...
Oh, sorry. Then she'll just put you down a little bit hurriedly, jolt you a bit.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so, I can take energy from living things.
All living things?
Yeah, but I don't really like to... I mean, people, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit trickier. Well, it's not trickier. It's it's just more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that. It's very good information to have. And so, Minnie, how about you?
I am a journalist and I sell shoes.
Yes, from your background check, those are both true. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking for more superheroic elements. That's the reason that we brought you in.
Well, I don't like to make, you know, I don't like to make that big a thing of it, but like, and Minnie will reach out to the succulent that has lost some of its color and will like manipulate, like she can control matter, but like, exactly how is kind of blurry. So, like, she just sort of elongates it. It's not like it's growing, but it's like sort of as if it were putty or clay, like summons it to grow a bit longer. And like, you know, it's just like small things. And with the other hand, just somehow alters the way that the light is coming through the window so that they seem to kind of, the rays gather and glitter in her hand, and then sort of as if her hand were a mirror, then kind of shoots it off like a laser, you know, just like normal things. Like, but it's not really that worth mentioning.
Does it hit anything?
Possibly.
What we could do is an unleash your powers roll. Oh, yeah. See what happens.
Dice.
So for the benefit of listeners, not for me that hasn't forgotten, I roll 2d6s, right?
Yes, 2d6 and add your freak stat.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's pretty low for you, right?
7. And it's like plus 1, you know? So that's an 8. It's like, mostly a normal human.
So, yes, it absolutely does work. But unfortunately, as you direct this beam of light, it catches a bit of paper on the receptionist's desk and it just starts to smoke and catch fire.
Give me a second. Minnie runs over and trying to just blow the fire out, but it does actually just add
oxygen.
It just adds oxygen and it gets worse, and eventually Minnie is standing on the desk stamping it out.
The receptionist reaches behind and grabs like a massive fire extinguisher and just absolutely sprays it into oblivion. It's just like, It's all right. These things happen all the time, honestly.
Oh, right, sure. Yeah, because they're, like, it's just a normal thing. Minnie hops down onto the ground and walks back. Yeah, but, like, my real interests are investigative journalism and hitting my targets at the shoe shop.
Oh, great.
I love Minnie so much.
Well, good to know. Actually, investigative skills are useful in this line of work, mm-hmm. so that will put you in good stead. I'm not sure about the shoes, but any experience is good, I suppose.
From what I've heard and working with Adib, you're going to need a lot of high-quality shoes.
Yes, all right. Adib, what can you tell us about your abilities?
I can control textiles, like anything that is threaded or woven. And you see from my backpack, a white ribbon starts to float and then start wrapping around my arms.
This actually makes a lot of sense. Mm. Having seen you go into changing rooms and like come out in a completely different outfit when you didn't take those clothes in.
Oh, you noticed.
Yeah.
But I can't control stuff like leather because it's just one piece of something. It's not threaded or woven.
So. Right, yeah, that makes sense. And I understand that you've been active already as a hero?
Yes, I've been... I'm not really active, just like doing one specific thing. I'm tracking one person. So, not much. But if anything happens along the way, I'm going to stop and help.
Oh, one specific thing. Would you be able to share anything about that?
Well, I'm trying to help one villain just to stop and go, you know, stop being a bad guy. And I've been trying to chase after him for a while. But if it just happens along the way, I'm trying to track him, something happens, I help, but...
All right, okay. I take it there's some kind of personal reason there?
Yeah, he needs help. He just needs help.
I understand, yeah. It can be difficult when personal relationships intermingle with this kind of work, and I commend you for trying to help, but I also caution you that mixing these worlds can get complicated.
Yeah, I understand, but like, come on, if the police catch him, he's gonna go to prison, nobody's gonna try to help him out, and he's gonna just rot in jail. Like, if I can reach him before that and try to pull him out of it and stop and go in the right path, you know, it's better.
Yes, it is. People should be helped. People shouldn't just be left to, you know...
Yeah.
Whatever. Morgan retreats a bit into herself. She said a bit too much.
So Minnie's got her pen out. So in prison, people just rot? Is that...
I believe that that was metaphorical.
So they metaphorically rot. That is also bad. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the prison industrial complex is really a massive issue that we can't get into right now.
Okay. Keeps taking notes.
All right, so
I pull off my mask and put it on, and I am the turban.
I've seen you.
That does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I pulled the blue turban that I put in my head.
Really, I didn't put two and two together. Really, I should have got that.
You did a great job against those. Those burglars last week. Well done.
Ah, thank you. If it wasn't for the collateral damage. Yeah, I did my best.
Is this a team that is trying to fix the prison industrial complex, or are we doing the rescuing people thing? Or like, what are your aims and objectives?
Yes, so that is a very good question. You will be starting off on the more... on the more low pressure missions, there are some kind of low level supervillains that we may need some help with managing and containing. We may need some help with civilians who get into dangerous situations and need a hand. In general, going on a variety of different missions, including neutralizing supervillain threats, doing reconnaissance, doing rescue missions, all that kind of thing. Sometimes you'll be asked to retrieve something that is important to the government's goals. And yeah, in general, it's about keeping people safe. But looking at your background checks and everything, looks like you're already well on your way to do that. So welcome to the team.
Will there be like training? I mean, I've you know, obviously I've trained myself, but like this is very new to me. I've never done actual heroing before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There will be plenty of opportunity for training. We have incredible training facilities here at HQ, both for combat and investigation, reconnaissance, rescue, emergency situations, all that kind of stuff. So,
and do we get like a say in what we're tackling, like who, like what missions we take?
Yeah. Or, for instance, I would actually quite like to get to the heart of this prison industrial complex issue, because that sounds like a really good place to start. Like, maybe we could look at funding that instead of sending people to jail in a way that everyone accepts is not going to help them.
Well, that is a very noble goal, mm-hmm. and I applaud you for that, but really we are focused on supervillains and threats that can only be dealt with by people with super abilities.
I see. Interesting.
Perhaps it'll come up. I can't promise that. we'll have to see. But yes, you are very welcome to take advantage of our training facilities. And actually, before we do anything else, I would very much like to take you to our warehouse. And she gets you all up and starts leading you down this corridor towards these massive metal doors, and she presses a button and they slide open. And as you look down this huge cavernous room, there are just shelves and shelves of weapons, costumes, devices, gadgets, just every single resource you could possibly need is there. And that's where we're going to end the episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Chapter Multiverse. I would now like to ask our fantastic players where we can find you on the internet and if you have anything to plug, starting with Lydia.
Hi, I'm Lydia. You can find me on Twitter at LydNicholas, and you can follow my famous chickens in their antics on Urban Jokes. Everyone's like, woo! Uncomplicated
chickens.
Figures of admiration. They are actually quite complicated. One of them is a horrible bully. Anyway, yes, do that. Woo!
Well done. You've ruined chickens.
No! They were always morally ambiguous. You just didn't want to look close enough.
Yeah. And Ahmed.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ahmed Al-Jabri. You can find me at Mr_Al-Jabri almost everywhere. I'm usually on Twitter, and right now I'm doing Ramadan. So Ramadan Mubarak to everyone who's listening.
Ramadan Mubarak.
And Lowry.
Yay. I am on Twitter at Lowry Tweets. One day I will tweet.
Your Twitter handle is a lie.
It is a lie. I'm building up to it. You know, oh God, that's going to put so much pressure on my first property. And also listen to Enthusiasm, one of the other great, it's like an audible hug. Aww. Rusty Quill's audible hug.
It's also a good name for a show.
It is.
And Pip.
Hi, I'm Pip. You can find me at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter and doing other stuff here on Rusty Quill or at Realms of Peril and Glory and probably some other stuff too. I'll be tweeting about it because that's all I do.
Yay. And I'll be retweeting it.
Hey.
Yay.
Yeah. And you can find me on Twitter at Maddie_abstract, where there are links to all the various things that I do. And we hope to see you next time on Chapter Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the Space Between Worlds, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 international license. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Lowry Ann Davis, Tessa Vroom, and Maddie Searle, with music by Nicova Teze. Thank you for listening.